Several years ago, my little girls, who are not little girls anymore, they're all grown up, and I went to a place kind of far away. It's called Nicaragua. And we were helping to build a place at an elementary school for the students to eat. Now, in order for that to happen, we had to dig a big hole for them to pour the concrete in so that the building would stand up. So we were digging and digging and digging. We didn't finish one day, and so we would have to dig some more the next day. But in the night, a huge rainstorm passed through so that all that hole, that trench we were digging, was kind of muddy. In fact, it was very muddy. But we got in there and we started digging again, and it was high enough that we would have to throw the mud up to get it out of the hole. Well, as we did this, we were pretty much covered from head to toe with mud, all of us. Now, there were folks who would walk along the edge of the hole, and some of them would say, "Good job, keep up the good work," which was very nice. Others would say, "You know, I think it's a little deeper over here than over there," which was helpful. But then there were those who said, "I think you need some help. Let me get a shovel. I'll jump in the hole and dig with you." Now, those were really helpful. And the thing is, they weren't muddy when they jumped in the hole. They chose to get down in there and to dig with us and get covered with mud with us. Now, you just heard Sally read a portion of Scripture in which they said Jesus had compassion on the people. Well, the word compassion means to suffer with. It was like those people who jumped into the hole to help us dig out the mud. Now, it was nice and helpful for people to encourage us or people to help point out what we needed to do. But we really appreciated those people who jumped in the hole and were willing to get muddy with us. That's what Jesus did. He came to live among us and get muddy with us, to experience everything that we experience so he could have compassion, so he could show us God's love. So now, when I use that word compassion, which I will use a number of times in the sermon today, you'll know what it means. It means to suffer with someone or to jump in the hole and get muddy and help them out. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for getting muddy with us in the person of Jesus to experience all that we experience and through it all to show us your love. Help us to reach out to others in that same way, to show your love to all we meet, following the example that Jesus set for us. In his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down.